It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words, "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." He responded, and now over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is, and it's coming now, it's coming.
Your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Wednesday, everybody. Good to have you listening in here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station on the air at this time or anytime, day or night, around the clock, around the globe, as we pray for another spiritual awakening in America. And I know that one of the primary contributors to this spiritual awakening that we are praying for is the family. And there's nothing more important in the family than fathers and mothers training their children. For the Bible says, train up a child the way that he or she should go. And the original says, train up a child in the way they must go. And we know that the homeschool movement in Texas and other geographical places across America are playing a major role, a very primary role in that awakening, because parents are training their children at home in the way they must go, giving oversight to their training. And the greatest asset that we have, of course, is our children. There's no greater asset than our children. And so I know there's a lot of sacrifices being made in the homeschool movement. And today we have a lady by the name of Lisa Malik, who has been homeschooling now for about the past 15 years. And we're going to have her on the phone. And she is going to share about the results of her 15-year journey homeschooling their 7 children. And so you don't want to miss this broadcast today. And so, Father, we come boldly into your presence by the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus, declaring, God, you are our Father, and we are your sons and daughters. And we pray thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we pray that you will bless this broadcast today in Jesus' name. Give us ears to hear. Give us eyes to see. Give us hearts to receive in this broadcast today. I pray that everybody will be blessed. I pray, Lord, that there will be some major insights concerning the education of our children since school is about to start again. And so we're very excited to share some information about that. So, Lord, bless this broadcast in Jesus' name. We now have we have 1,067 churches that are represented here on BPN radio and the Breakout Prayer Network. We want to welcome some new churches that are praying with us. Real Life Church in Fairfax, Virginia, praying with us. Faith That Works Ministries in Houston, Texas. Calvary Crossroads Church in Santa Fe, Texas. I want to welcome Free Christian Church in Eureka Springs, Arkansas. The Master's Worship Church in Los Angeles, California. Tabernacle of Praise, Fort Worth, Texas. Brookhaven First Assembly of God, Brookhaven, Mississippi. And Calvary Church in Stafford, Texas. We also have some new cities that are praying with us represented. And we now have 741 cities represented here on Breakout Prayer Network. We want to welcome new cities, Fairfax, Virginia, Venus, Florida, Santa Fe, Texas, Eureka Springs, Arkansas, and Brookhaven, Mississippi. And we have a map on our website, letspraymerica.com. Letspraymerica.com. We have a map, and you can go to that map. There's just click on MAP, and you can see across the map the stars, the cities that are represented all across America. People that have one or more in that city praying with us here on Breakout Prayer Network. And if you'd like to sign up, you'd like to sign up your city, like to sign up your name, yourself as an individual, and receive our 60-second prayer that we mail out by email. There's a place to sign up, submit the information, and you'll immediately begin to receive one of our prayers. I've sent out now a daily prayer for over 3 years, daily over 3 years, sending out this prayer. It's also posted on our fan page, Dale Gentry fan page, and also on my personal Facebook page, as well as our website, if you want to pray along with us, because we know the power of prayer. And today we're talking about the education of your children. We're talking about the growing homeschool movement, which, by the way, is really growing by leaps and bounds. And I'm very interested in this because my son, Rick Gentry, who's been a coach for over 25 years, and most of those years in the Christian school movement, is now the coach for the homeschool Austin, South Austin Warriors. And he had a fantastic season. Got playing junior varsity this year, as well as a middle school, fifth and sixth grade teams. And you can go to Coach G, the South Austin Warriors, there if you want to get more information. But according to Texas law, homeschools are legal. Private schools, because homeschools are private schools, you can issue a diploma to your homeschooled child, just as any other private school can issue diplomas. The fact that your homeschool is not accredited does not matter, because there are schools other than homeschools that are also not accredited. Accreditation does not necessarily equal quality education. We know that. I'm very much for Christian education, Christian schools, private schools, homeschools. I've even started a couple of those over the last 30 years. So over the last 35 years, may I say. So today we're going to talk to Lisa Malik, who is a great communicator and she's going to answer a lot of questions we might have about education of your children. And she's going to be back to talk with us on the phone. But when I think about homeschooling, I think about friendship. And I've really learned after my son now has been coaching for a year in the homeschool movement, how these students and how these parents develop incredible friendships. And so I've had today, I have a special friend who is providing the music for us. And his name is Michael W. Smith. And he and his wife, Debbie, have written a song way back in 1987. Gene and I were staying in their home several months ago. And this has been one of my favorite songs of all time, Friends Forever. He's got two different versions. I told Debbie that she helped write the song. She co-wrote the song, Michael W. Smith's wife, Debbie. Great couple. We enjoyed being there, staying there with them and in their guest quarters. And they said that they wrote this song way back in 1987 when their friends were about to move away. They were so sad that they were moving away. And so they, after they moved, in response, they wrote this song. And it's called Friends Forever. And I'm sure you've heard it, one of their all-time greats. And so I love this song. Michael W. Smith, my friend from Franklin, Tennessee. And he's going to sing along with his friends. And then I'm going to have Lisa Malik on the phone. So here we go. Here's Michael W. Smith. And he's going to sing Friends Forever.
Strength and now you show it.
Okay, it's good to have with us here on BPN Radio on this Wednesday a lady that is involved in homeschooling, and we have mentioned for people to pray for our homeschoolers several times here on BPN. So it's good to have Lisa Malik with us today from Austin, Texas. And Lisa, welcome to BPN Radio.
Thank you, Pastor Dale. It's a pleasure to be here.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. We're going to talk about homeschooling because I know that you're very involved. I know there's a lot of people that's probably interested in this new phenomena of education that is growing so rapidly across America. But before we talk about that, talk about yourself a little bit.
Well, I've been homeschooling since 2000. My oldest is a sophomore in college now, and started him in the first grade homeschooling, and my husband Andrew is very supportive of homeschooling. I have to admit, I was a little bit of a hesitant homeschooler, but he was very encouraging, sure we could do it, that it'd be great for the kids, and we now have 7 children, ranging in age. Our oldest, as I said, he's 19, sophomore at Laterno University, and our youngest is 5, so a preschooler. I get to teach my 7th child how to read this year. Lord willing.
That's great. 7 children. So why did you start homeschooling? How did you get involved in that?
Well, the main reason we started out was we wanted to give the kids a solid foundation in biblical training, just knowledge in the Lord, and then also a solid foundation in the basics of education, in our opinion, just, you know, reading, writing, arithmetic, and we felt like we could do a better job with less distraction. And our original plan was maybe through fourth or fifth grade, give them a solid foundation.
Well, you've been at it now for, about 15 years?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes, I guess I haven't counted lately, but that sounds about right.
Yeah, that's a long time. So, I'm sure it's been some challenges and commitments. Financially, has that really been a challenge for you financially, as far as your husband being the primary breadwinner? How's that affected your financial structure?
Sure. When we did start, I had been a full-time career woman, and just really felt a strong calling that I had a short window of opportunity to really have an impact on what at that time were my 2 boys. And so we'd laid out a budget, and homeschooling it's not as expensive as really maybe I expected or some people fear. One thing, once you kind of get your program rolling, we pass down a lot of books. We share. There's a great community as far as availability to pass books back and forth. But no, I don't think it's been a burden for us at all. It gave my husband peace of mind at his job to know that, mm-hmm, I was at home with the kids. I was taking care of that end of our family, and we've been able to travel, to reinforce the education in that way, you know, around the country and even, mm-hmm, outside of the state. So any sacrifices that we have made, and I think we're going to have sacrifices whether you're, you know, homeschooling, private schooling, public schooling,
sure,
the sacrifices have been well worth it.
Well, I think that the critics probably of homeschooling would say that children don't get a rounded education, they do not have enough activities with other young people, even some go as far, mm-hmm, to say that you're raising up, training up introverted children, but I believe all of that is false.
Well, I guess, to be honest, I had some of those concerns, because as in homeschooling, as with any schooling, there are a wide variety of people. There are introverted homeschoolers, introverted public schoolers, and private schoolers. And so what we've come to realize or believe is the kids are going to be a factor of what we present to them. Mm-hmm. We have used the world as our classroom. We do a classical education, so we do have a very structured school day. But mm-hmm. the kids can accomplish that in a so much shorter time when it's just them and it's not a group of 20 or 30 students that they're sharing time with. And then the rest of the world is our classroom. We get out and we take advantage of a wonderful basketball club here in Austin, Christian Homeschool Basketball Club.
Yeah.
There's our One Day Academy is a wonder. Just an some Austin examples. But we started the first 10 years of homeschooling we did in Iowa. And to be honest, there weren't as many options. But as a family, we looked for ways to serve outside the home in our community, in our church. And I'm not a very introverted person, so neither of my are my kids. We look for people to meet. We look for people to help. We get involved in community sports. What we found is our kids, they don't necessarily want to only be with children their own age. They desire to be with adults. They want to know stories from older adults. So it's I'm hoping that the whole socialization issue will be put to rest with homeschooling very soon, because it just doesn't hold water any longer.
Well, observing your children, and since my son Rick Gentry has become involved in the homeschooling as a coach, I've observed how well-rounded and balanced and very active the homeschool students are. Of course, I've been a proponent for Christian education, homeschooling, for many, many years, because I certainly believe that parents need to be involved in their children's education probably more than they are, and particularly with Common Core and other curriculum being introduced into our public schools, mm-hmm. I'm even more of a staunch proponent than I've ever been before. And I'm really excited about homeschooling and learning more about it, and it's growing so rapidly. And what do you primarily attribute that to, Lisa? The homeschool movement growing.
Sure, and I had a conversation as we moved our oldest into into college. I said, what have you benefited from? And I think it's growing because we can customize our education. We don't have to be beholden to the curriculum that's laid out by any given school district. My friends that are public school, bless them, they have a lot of work keeping up with what their kids are going to be presented in school and kind of doing some deprogramming in the evening. We customize our education. Our kids can work at their own pace. I think one of the big things is they are become self-learners. Mm-hmm. The kids are allowed to keep that love of learning and cultivate it for a lifetime. So I think that now that there's a whole generation of homeschoolers that are out there, you wouldn't believe the number of comments when we first started our journey. They said, "Well, we'll be watching you. We'll be watching you and see how your kids do. Maybe we'll do it." And people are watching, and the homeschoolers are passing with flying colors as far as universities that are recruiting them, employers that are finding that they think on their own, they're motivated workers, they're motivated learners, they attack things and want to do their best. And I think that just the product, the kids, the product of the homeschooling, that's mm-hmm. what's driving the homeschool movement.
Yeah, and I think that so many educators have said that homeschoolers are not qualified, are not ready for college to go to university. But I know that that's been proven false way back.
Mm-hmm. Oh, very much so. My son was highly recruited to and it's up to us as parents to there are tough days, as you had alluded to before. There are tough days, and we are the ones that are responsible for holding the kids accountable. But I guess for me, having both ends of the spectrum, I have one starting school this year and I have one in college, it really reinvigorates me to hold their feet to the fire. Basically, I think homeschoolers are given a wonderful opportunity in college. Take your SAT, preferably the ACT, I correct myself, and they're doing wonderfully, and I think that the colleges are showing that by going after homeschoolers and recruiting them.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's very interesting, and I know that the homeschool family has really become a family, hasn't it? I know that you have you guys have built great relationships with other families, your kids, and families have an opportunity to get to know other families. I don't know how many homeschoolers there are in Austin, but I'm sure it's a pretty large population.
Oh my goodness, it's huge. It's huge, and the Warriors basketball that your son Rick is involved, that's been just a huge blessing to us, as far as we're a family that also enjoys sports, and that was an option that we didn't know, moving from Iowa, where they have the T-ball bill, and our kids could participate in high school sports. We thought, gosh, Texas doesn't have that. What are we going to do? But you know what? The Texans have come around, and there are so many opportunities. My daughter plays volleyball. My sons play soccer and football. There's just as an example of the absolute explosion of homeschooling, is one day academy in Austin, Buda, that Austin area. Uh-huh. I think there are 1,500 families just in one day. And we personally don't use one day academy because we just kind of had our own system set up. But, the Swarbricks have done a wonderful job of just answering a need and coming along that family that, oh, I kind of want to homeschool, but I just don't know that I can do it myself. Well, they are that safety net. They provide great teaching. So there are so many resources. There's just really very little excuse for anyone to not give it a try. And people come around you, and it's really a wonderful community.
Yeah, I know you guys have built lots of friendships in the homeschool movement, and I like the family atmosphere where kids are not just getting acquainted with the person, the individuals in their grade, but it's they're getting to interact and communicate and be around people of all ages, as you said, as well as other adults. So it is amazing how many are involved even in Austin in the homeschool movement. And when you look on the internet, you can see all sorts of different opportunities and different philosophies, I guess, as far as homeschooling.
Oh, my goodness. And yes, because we started in Iowa, and there just wasn't really that huge community that we've found in Austin. But that still, there's online. There are so many. The choices, it's almost a little overwhelming as far as curriculum.
Yeah.
Your kids can do self-driven online CDs, you name it. There is a whole huge industry dedicated toward homeschoolers and giving you the best opportunity and options to fit each individual family.
Yeah, and I think that so many people that are looking on the outside think, well, you know, it's kind of a minimal group of people, and it's not really operated with a spirit of excellence. But when I went to the state tournament last year, got trapped in all that snow and ice, but I saw all of those homeschool basketball teams from across the state of Texas and some tremendous athletes, and the way that the tournament was operated was with excellence and precision, and mm-hmm. and the warmth and the friendliness of the people and the courtesy that the children and the young people showed each other was just quite amazing. And it was an eye opener for me. You know, I thought, well, maybe there'll be 10 little homeschool teams from somewhere in East Texas, but it was amazing. From all over the state of Texas, they came and had those tournaments going all the time, and all the outstanding athletes that were playing. It was amazing, really.
It was impressive. And we've done sports that's all the way through. Our boys play club soccer and soccer in college, collegiately. And to be honest, that state basketball tournament for our family, last year the Texas homeschool state, was the hands-down best experience ever. The families that were there that we met, the competition, it was done very, very well, and we're looking forward to that. And then just exploring the other options. I mean, if you're not sporty, there are other options. There's the debate. Mm-hmm. There's the math clubs, the robotics. I mean, anything you can dream of. That's the beauty of that interest-driven education. If your child is really into Legos and Lego robotics, there's mm-hmm. a club for you.
Yeah.
You name it, and there's a club for your kid. And you can. I feel that they can delve into those subjects so much deeper than they can if they're distracted by a lot of subjects that they're not interested in,
right,
in an institutional setting. So there's just, there's every, you dream it up and there are kids doing it.
I know it. And the flexibility of the schedule, that is so very, very important. I know my son, Rick Gentry, you know, he coaches the homeschoolers in the afternoon. Of course, he's coached for over 20 years, been to the Final Four of Texas a couple of times, and so he's been a great coach. But he is having so much fun coaching the homeschoolers because, one thing, the schedule is flexible, and that just makes that makes for a major plus. And so the flexibility of the schedule also gives you an opportunity to sell some real estate, doesn't it, Lisa?
Yes, it does, Pastor Dale. And you know, we get it worked out. I'm a realtor here in Austin, and I just enjoy helping people. It's a fantastic city, and to have that joy on someone's face when you're setting them up with the right neighborhood and the right situation, and then to get to come home and work that around my kids. It's an amazing opportunity. And I think that whether you're wanting to work or travel, for years we've taken trips in September and May when it's great weather in most places and the crowds are down, and we've used the world as our classroom and do a unit study on Civil War and then go to the Shenandoah Valley in Virginia and reinforce that, and it's just really broadened my kids' love of history and science, so that the flexible schedule and for part-time jobs for high schoolers, you name it, it's just it's fantastic.
It is amazing, and I would and as you know, as kids get ready to go back to school, it's probably not too late for parents to maybe consider the homeschool program for your children and for their children. And if someone wants to find out more about homeschooling, can you give us some information?
Sure,
contact?
Sure. I would say one of the most basic places to start is Homeschool Legal Defense. They have a great website at hslda.org, I believe. But Homeschool Legal Defense, they're a wonderful resource as far as what to do in your state. Here in Texas, it's very homeschool friendly. There's not much you have to do. Where we came from in Iowa, you've got some paperwork to file and such, but they are very helpful, and it is definitely not too late. I would encourage people, if your child's not wanting to go back to school or they're asking for something different, consider it. And I have friends that have stopped in the, you know, after a month or in the middle of the school year. School districts they get it. They get that there are different kids have different needs, and reach out to Homeschool Legal Defense or your state organization, and get some resources.
Okay, that's great. Homeschool Legal Defense. Okay, that would be great. And I'm going to have you to pray in just a moment, but maybe if someone would be interested in having a realtor around the Austin area, do you have any contact information there for your business?
You bet. If anyone's interested in having someone help them find a home that just really would cares about families and such, my number is 512-294-9169, and you can reach me by email at Lisa Malik, LISAMALIK, at outlook.com.
Okay, you want to repeat that, Lisa?
Sure. Excuse me. Phone number is 512-294-9169. Email Lisa Malik, LISAMALIK, at outlook.com.
Okay, and I will I'll repeat that that information later on in the broadcast. You want to say a prayer for people that may be are considering homeschooling, or there may be a parent out there that you know, they know they're supposed to homeschool their children, but they may be struggling a little bit with it, or
you
what
bet.
Have you. However the Holy Spirit leads you, say a prayer before I let you go today.
You bet. I'd be honored. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, I just praise you and thank you for who you are and all that you are to each of us, Father. And I just think of the moms and dads out there, Lord, and the kids that are getting ready to head back to school, Father. And I just thank you so much that we live in a nation where we have so many choices, Lord. You've blessed us with options and opportunity. And I just lift up that mom, that dad, that, gosh, they're curious about homeschooling. They know they should explore it. Would you just give them the courage, Lord, the courage to step outside the comfort zone, their comfort zone, and give you an opportunity to provide in their life something that they never expected, Father. I pray that you would just direct them to resources and just help them to have an open conversation about what you want for them, Lord. And I thank you that you have given us a spirit of courage and not of timidity. And I just lift up the kids out there as well, Lord, and pray that you would just provide for them, give them what they need educationally, Lord. And I lift up the homeschool parents, Lord, that are starting this week or next week or after Labor Day, Lord. Give them courage. Give them encouragement, Father, and remind us all why we do this, Lord. We do it for you, and we do it for the future, for the future of our children, Father. I thank you for Pastor Dale and what he's doing in his ministry, Father, and I just ask that you would continue to bless him. In Jesus' name, amen.
Elise, I really appreciate you being on. I know that you have a wonderful family. I know your daughter, Becca, who plays on my son's basketball
yes.
team. I was asking her one day, I said, because she's always smiling, I said, I said, why are you so happy? She said, I'm not happy, I'm joyful.
Oh, hey, that's good for her. She gave the right answer.
And, she did.
We love it. We would love it. Your son's doing a great thing, and I really feel his basketball program, the Warriors, are about to explode.
Yeah.
It's just a great opportunity for kids.
Oh, I believe that. Well, Lisa, thank you for being on today, Lisa Malik, and sharing with us about homeschooling. I'm excited about that. I know that a lot of people are being enlightened today on this broadcast, and I know that the education of our children is the most important assets that we have in life. And so I know you guys are following that, and I just want to thank you for being on today.
Thank you so much for having me,
okay.
Pastor Dale.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Well, you listen to BPN Radio here on this Wednesday. BPN Radio, Dale Gentry here, your host. At this time or any time, we pray for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. And we are praying around the clock and around the globe, because we know the power of prayer. Being a prayer leader since 1967 in America, and being a national prayer leader since 1985, as well as international, I've learned the power of prayer. Having the privilege of praying in the White House a couple of times, and also praying in Wembley Stadium and other places of the world, because I believe in the power of prayer. Small places, large places, but we know the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. Availeth much. It's been good to have Lisa Malik on with us today concerning homeschooling. Quite awesome. She's a great communicator, and I know she's made a wonderful case for homeschooling. So I'm praying right now for those of you that are considering the homeschool a path that the Holy Spirit may want you to take concerning your children, and viewing homeschooling up close, particularly this past year, I've been very, very impressed. So I pray concerning the education of your children, whether you are sending your children to a public school, a private school, a Christian school, or you are homeschooling your children as they get ready to start another school term. I pray for you right now. I pray for your children in Jesus' name. And I pray for those of you that are homeschooling, the Holy Spirit would just give you the strength and the energies to do it, particularly if you're starting brand new. But there's a whole community out there, I can assure you, that is waiting to help support you in this effort. And if you're sending your kids to a Christian school, then I pray for you, because I know that too is a commitment, particularly financial commitment, of being able to pay the tuition. But after starting a couple of Christian schools, I know that it's worth it. It's worth it. And I started a school in Oklahoma City, 1981, that has over 500 students, and they're what I would call sold out every year. And that is Destiny Christian Center in Oklahoma City, originally Middale Christian School. And they have a great program, a great school. Jim and Diana Howard has led that school for many, many years. So I believe in it. If you're sending your children to a public school, I pray for you. And if you are sending your children to a public school, please be alert to what curriculum that is being taught your students, because we know there's a lot of curriculum out there that's taking out the history of our nation. It is removing anything that deals with Christianity. We know that Islam is now being included in many of our secondary education curriculum programs. We got to be alert. We got to be alert to what's happening out there. And so I pray for you. I pray the Lord will give you wisdom, and I pray that you will monitor your children. See what's happening. See who their friends are, and monitor their attitude, what they're learning, and what their teachers, instructors are saying. So very, very important. And so I trust that you will be alert, on guard, concerning the teachers, concerning the curriculum, concerning the atmosphere of your schools. If they're anti-Christian, you can be alert to that. And so I pray for you all across America. And we have people that are involved in a breakout prayer network in every state now, except I think there's three states that is not praying with us, but the others are. And so we appreciate that so very, very much. And again, I want to give you the information if you're interested in contacting Lisa Malik. You can do that. Her email address is Lisa Malik, LISAMALIK, at Outlook.com. If you have more questions, need more information about homeschool. And if you have a student, a son or daughter that lives in the Austin, Texas area and is interested in playing basketball, volleyball, then you can have them to contact Coach Rick Gentry. He's got a website, Coach G, and South Austin Warriors. You can check that out. Well, here we are today. We're talking about friends. And when we go back to school, we are talking about friendship. And my special guest as far as music today is Michael W. Smith. I love Michael. Known him for several years. Been my friend. And Michael has played a special part in Gene and I's 50th wedding anniversary not long ago. And we've had the privilege of being at their home and staying. Their guest quarters, wonderful, wonderful group of people surrounds them. And Michael W. and Debbie Smith are fantastic people. And so he's just going to sing this song, said, "I'll be your friend." And I am so thankful for my friends. So here's Michael W. We need friends. We need good friends. Loyal friends.
So many memories and so many miles. The road that stretches behind us. We've had some laughter and our share of tears. But all these moments unite us. I'll be your friend for the season. Oh,
Lord, I thank you for my friends. That's Michael W. Smith, my friend in Franklin, Tennessee. Michael and his wife, Debbie, we appreciate their friendship and appreciate your friendship, many of you. And I pray that today that there will be those of you that do not have good friends, that God will give you friends. And I love the lifetime friend situation. I do realize that some people come into our season for a time to play a significant role, a special role, and may be there for only a brief time, but they make a major contribution to our lives. And so it may be a seasonal friend, a friend for a little while that helps you along the way, you made some wonderful memories with, and it could be a lifetime friend. But you know, it's so very, very important concerning friendship that as we pray for good friends, that we make a contribution into their lives. And a good way to make a contribution into a good friend's life is to be there for them in the good times and the bad times, the most difficult times. When you stand with a person that's going through difficult days, challenging days, most of the time you have a friend forever. And also another good way to have good friends is to listen to them, not consume them all the time with what's happening with you, what's going on with you, because friendships are developed not with monologues. Friendships are developed with dialogues. And I've learned that on BPN, I have guests quite often here, that if I take up all the time with my guests and I give them an opportunity to speak, they're not going to be very eager. They're not going to be very eager to return the next time that I ask them to come and be on the broadcast. And so dialogues are very, very important. It's a very important part of your friendship, relationships. Let me pray for you. Father, I pray for friends. I pray for those that don't have very many friends, that you would set up a divine appointment, a divine connection for them so they can have a good friend, some good friends, and help them not to smother, help them not to smother their friends, and help them, Lord, to be able to share their friendship with other people, because people need more than just one friend. We may have what we would call a best friend or best friends, but we also need to have the opportunity, the space. We need to give each other space so that we can have friendships with other people as well, not feeling threatened, challenged, jealous because of their friendship maybe with someone else. So I pray in Jesus' name for friends, good friends, in the name of Jesus. And you know, I was just writing down names because now Gene and I are in our 49th year of ministry. Next June we'll celebrate 50 years in the ministry, and I've not taken time to write down all of the lady friends that Gene and I have, but I've taken a lot of time to write down. I've taken a lot of time to write down male friends of mine, men that have helped me along the way, and I'm just gonna start calling out some names, and I'll be able to call them out today, all because we just have a limited number of time. But people, men, including my son Rick Gentry, and including my father O.C. Gentry, men that have made major contributions to my life, been my friends: Carl Alcorn, B.B. Hankins, Mike Hankins, Mark Hankins, David Wilkerson, Eddie Hyatt, C.H. Hyatt, E.R. Anderson, John Hoker, Kern Choate, Charles Greenaway, Marvin Gorman, Bob Nichols, Nigel McNeil, Tom Peters, Larry Lee, David Briggs, Tony Miller, Garnet Pike, Lawrence Neeson, Bill Hart, Don Couch, John Ogle, Bob Schaefer, Bernie McLaughlin, Jesse Simmons, Dale Jennings, David Moore, David Shibley, Art Evans, H.H. Woods, John Gifford, Leroy Woods, Ron Dryden, Gene Frank, David Remedios, Rex Johnson, Norman Barnes, Savelle Phillips, Bob Will Hyde, Easy Jones, Don LeBrow, Cedric Van Dane, Jim Wagey, Keith Johnson, Billy Epperhart, R.T. Kendall, Bill Shannon, Gerald Coates, Godfrey Bertel, Gary Smith, Larry Hatfield, Larry Martin. Wow. And I'm just getting started. John G. Hall, Dan Schaefer, Randy Henderson, Louis Torres, Jeff Kinney, Alistair Bullen, Stuart Brunton, Gordon Stewart, Winston Schaefer, Jim Howard, Donnie Robbins, James Tucker, Dan Greenlee, Dan Beller, Kerry Wood, Rusty Goodman, Tom Autry, Joe Cruz, Brian Bohr, Steve Hayes, Don Gwynn, Jim Gwynn, John G. Hall, Dale Allison, Aaron Wilburn, Ollie Kinzer, Jim Loper, Mark Wallace, Eddie Lee, Lonnie Harris, Anthony Acevedo, Jerry Venable, Joe Bradley, Tom Ogden, Glenn Schaefer, Dwight Burchett, Hal Sachs, Jerry Edmond, Larry Hayashida, Darren Frank, Leon Cliff, Jerry Howe, Dean Hosanger, Larry Lee, Glenn Duncan, Tim Hallmark, Evander Holyfield, Joe Cruz, Dan Thompson, Jim Garrett, R.O. Corvin, Larry Jones, Greg Roberts, Brian Rosenbaum. I've got to stop right now. I've got a bunch that I could name. But Lord, I thank you for these and many, many more friends. Joe Ragland, John Ogle. I got some more here. Mike Bowie, Bill Coleman, Calvin Newton, Curtis Newton, Bud Curley, Cody Anderson, Brian Bohr, Stan Pody, Roger Ellis, Mike Nelson, Paul Weston, Brian Davenport, Lyle Mason, Ron Lester, Noel Richards. Where am I going to stop at? Dennis Took, Billy Burns, Chuck Pelham. Oh, my goodness. Tommy Thompson, Eugene Bullard. It goes on and on and on. Alan LeGrand, Phil Brown, Richie Brown, Mike Fasciuto, Rocky Poole, Steve Hayes, Paul Brownback, Bill Sanders, Glenn Stead, Jim Burkett, Gary Patterson, Jimmy Hester, Dwayne White, Bob Alexander, Steve Smith, Stuart Bell, Rich Hubbard. Oh, my goodness. On and on and on. Thank you for being my friends. And I'm just about run out of time. Lord, and I pray for friends. I pray, Lord, that you would bless people with great friends. And I thank you for my friends here on BPN Radio. And most of all, I thank you, Lord, for your friendship that I have with you. What a friend we have in Jesus. And Michael W. Smith is going to take us to the end of the broadcast.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. Oh, because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Discouraged, sorrow shared. Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden? Cumbered with the load of care. Precious Savior, still our refuge. Take it to the Lord in prayer.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.